Donald.
Angela.
Bob Vickery.
Jerry Barrows.
Jerry, and I met Andrew. Yes. Thank you all for taking the time.
Yeah, it's being recorded, just so everyone knows.
Okay.
You have 15 minutes, and just tell us what you think the value should be and why. The listeners may have some questions. We are going to be sending out a notice, a results agreements notice, 14 days after the end of the meetings. The meetings are scheduled to end on July 8th. It'll be 14 days after that.
Okay. Well,
first, I think
we've
done
some calculations based on what the estimated tax rate may be.
Wonderful. Let me just take a moment and turn my sound off.
Sure.
Thank you, because that's annoying, I know. Okay. Thank you.
Go ahead.
Okay, so based on what we estimate the new tax rate to be on your new assessed value, your taxes would go down.
Okay.
So they go down about $170.
That's helpful.
Yeah, isn't that helpful? Just to start the process.
Start so with that, good news.
A lot of people don't understand the process and they think their taxes will double.
Oh, no, I understood that. Yes. I understood that. I mean, I know there's a rate, there's different variables and so forth.
Yes.
So this is Pheasant Woods, which has 28 units in it that are all exactly the same. So the last informational meeting I had with Andrew, the differences seem to be how you heated the unit, and that was mainly it. Now, these units were built in the 80s. I've been there for 30 years, and they were built with electric baseboard heat. I can venture to say that the majority of those units, nobody heats with electric baseboard. And most of the units are being valued as electric baseboard. And I let them in, so they know that I heat with a Rinnai. So my first issue is, it boils down to two categories. One would be also based on sales, and I saw that the town average for residential condos went up 82%. Mine is going up 86%, and I'm wondering why I'm above the town average. And the other, based on sales, the last, I understand there are units that, there's a unit that sold in 24 at 300,000, and I'm here to say that those units that sell for that price had upgrades in them. They upgraded the kitchen, the counters, the bathroom, that kind of thing. And I have not upgraded my unit. I have not redone the kitchen. I have not redone the bathrooms. I have a fireplace that is unusable. It's been seen by two chimney companies, and it cannot be fixed. These units were built with built-in prefab heat boxes that there's no really replacement parts, and the chimney companies won't touch it. So it's unusable. So I'm going to have to spend money to close it off and make it pretty somehow. So that $300,000, and these are valued, originally it was 321 for me, and then it brought down to 318. They took a little off for the fireplace. So I would have to spend money in order to make sure I could meet that market value. And unless somebody can tell me that I would be able to get that market value for the 318 without spending money, then I'm not going to spend the money. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it just seems not quite right that I would be taxed on an amount that I wouldn't be able to achieve at the market level for market. So that's one comment. And the other is just fairness. You know, units, exact same units, are being valued at 302, and they're not using baseboard heat, but they didn't let you in, and I did. So it's the question of fairness. So I think what I would like to see is, I know on this sheet, Andrew, where is it? We adjusted a little bit of the value for the fireplace, and the fireplace itself had a value of, I think I saw $4,400 somewhere, and deduct it down to $38. So I would like to see it knocked down to zero, because it's going to cost me money to fix it. So on this poop sheet, the fireplace was valued at $44, appraised value at $44. He knocked it down to $1,100 because he said it was in fair condition. Well, it's in zero condition. It's in condemned condition. So, and I guess I'd like to suggest, you know, why is my unit above average, above the town average for residential condos for the increase? And that's what I guess I'm.
What do you have for total value on your sheet?
He had 318.6.
Yep.
Right. Right.
Okay. So, if you took the town average of 82% increase minus the fireplace value, I mean, maybe that would be something that would be more reasonable.
Is that an increase of all condos in town?
Yes.
Yeah.
Residential condos.
So, just not all condos went up the same amount.
I understand.
Seven Corners condos did not go up that amount, so that would have lowered everybody's down. The duplex style, like on Anna's Court and Waterleaf, and those type of condos did not go up as much as some other condos. We saw typically the older style condos going up more because they're older. The assessments from 2011 were lower. It's kind of just a shifting in that how the condos go. So to say an average condo, you want to be at the average price increase for all the condos, it doesn't quite work that way, because some, depending on what complex you're in, depending on how old the condo is, the size of the condos, in that price range of the condos. So the lower, more affordable condos did go up at a higher rate than those larger condos. And right now we have a lot of larger condos that are being built. There's some changes there that are affecting that percentage. And you're in a more affordable, older condo, which has a greater increase in value.
Has a greater increase. So it was above average, not average. So what about the concept of fairness with letting the assessor in or not? And basically, the people who let them in got penalized.
Well, here's my personal thoughts on it. The people who didn't let us in and are hiding something, they're actually stealing from you. That's my personal belief, okay? What they're doing is they're being dishonest, and they're not saying what we have. Particularly, like, if they don't get a permit, we don't know about it. We do try to treat everybody the same. If we don't get in, we're going to treat them on average. We're going to say the condition's average, because we don't know. We don't know what's inside. When the last time we did the reappraisal, we had about 63% interior inspections. This time we had about 30% interior inspections. And that's pretty typical in this day and age for around the state of Vermont. Back 20 years ago, I used to work for a block appraisal company, we would get into 90% of the homes.
Somebody would be home during the day.
Someone would be home during the day.
Good luck today for that.
Nobody's home.
That's the problem.
Yeah. We also worked very hard with the town. The town would call people, and we would, send multiple responses. Mm-hmm. The problem is when you hire an appraisal company and you ask them to send out letters, that increases the cost dramatically. Every mailing that goes out is a significant amount of money. So that gets limited. So we don't have as much contact today as we used to. People are more wary about letting people into their homes than they used to. be. So we don't get in as many homes, unfortunately. And then there's the people who just, they finished their basement, they've done upgrades, they don't want the town knowing about it, and those folks are actually putting their burden of the municipal responsibility onto other people who are being honest. And that's unfortunate. And we try to be fair, and I don't know what's in a person's house without going in.
So, well, the heating, if you walked around the building, I don't know if anyone did an exterior, anybody with a tank is heating with gas or oil.
Sure.
So to rate them as electric baseboard is a flaw. And mm-hmm. you didn't need to get inside for that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, you're right. You're right.
So,
unless the data collectors are trained to do that, we did not give them specific things because we didn't know to do that. We didn't say look for the exhaust ports. I've been doing this for a long time. I look for exhaust ports if I don't get in.
The company we hired may not have done that.
No, they didn't want.
Well, in fact, when she came in, I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm sorry. I said, when she came in, I said, what are you looking for? She said, I don't know. And here I'm the most expensive. I started as one of the highest valued condos, and we're all exactly the same. And we're talking $20,000 differences. So, you know, it doesn't seem an even playing field.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I totally understand. I get it.
So what we're going to do is look at some of the recent sales and look at some of the mm-hmm. other assessments
mm-hmm.
and try to find that even playing field for you.
Okay. And the other thing, too, is, you know, I'm eventually going to sell this unit. And on the one hand, oh, it's wonderful that it's gone up so much in value. However, in my position, I've sort of been, I'm retired, so I've been penny pinching on improvements, but I know when I go to sell it, I'm going to have to do some basic things. And if I'm going to sell it at this price, I'm going to have to spend about $20,000 or $30,000 to do an upgrade in the kitchen, the bathroom, the fireplace will be a big chunk of money. So if somebody is going to tell me that, oh no, we could sell this at $318,600 without any improvements, great, I'm not going to improve it. But I also don't think I should be paying taxes on a value that I know I can't get in the market mm-hmm. today. Now, if you were evaluating at 85% of the market value, that gives you a little wiggle room for negotiation, but you're not. You're doing 100%, right? Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And I know you're playing with the other variable, which is the tax rate. But when you go to sell it, I'm only dealing with the appraised value, not the tax rate. So that's just how I'm thinking mm-hmm. of it.
Yeah.
Okay. And there you have it.
Good.
That was wonderful.
I think I've said my piece.
And the organizational effort.
And I appreciate your listening. I do. And I know it's a tough emotional thing. And our unit, our condo complex, oh, the phones were buzzing. They were buzzing. How come this? I said, it's all about how you heat the unit.
And
plays into it. Yeah, mm-hmm. of course, and the condition of the unit. And
the electric heat is a negative.
No, that was a positive. That was the least value.
Well,
oh, you're saying a negative because it brings the value down.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes, of course.
That's why there's that difference.
Yes.
And, you know, I think if we knew that this would be an issue, I would have specifically told the data collectors look for electric.
Yes.
Yes.
And, you know, not to throw the appraisal company under the bus, but they hire people off the street and then they give them training. I went out with them a day. Andrew went out with them more than a day. So we did do some training with them, but clearly when you're only doing it for a year, you don't have the experience of 25 years. So
I know, but the consequence is that me as the taxpayer will get overtaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's also,
yeah,
I mean, I understand that totally, but it has to get weighed against you know, it's money out of our pockets.
Correct.
So you can't be doing a disservice.
And that's why we're here today.
Yes, yes, so.
Here today.
Did I say that? Oh, I apologize.
No.
So, that being said, I don't intend to be selling this unit for a few years yet. I have a really good mortgage rate.
Good.
And it won't be, so I'm keeping this for as long as I can. But there will come a time, and it's good to know that these units have gone up in value. However, they are very old and need some help. And I don't know if it would be helpful. I mean, Andrew even mentioned, well, you may want to come out and take a look and say, yep, you know, this is going to need some work. I don't know if that's an option or if it's even worth it. But, you know, I can tell you a few things, if that were the case, that's going to need to happen.
I think the information you've given us has been good.
Okay, great. All right, 15 minutes up.
We don't really keep track.
Oh. Okay. All right.
Thank you for coming
in.
Thank you very much. And I don't want to rat anybody else out in the association, but I can tell you that nobody heats with that electric. In fact, the unit below me, and she's actually valued up there like I am, she ripped the electric baseboard out.
A lot of people do.
Yeah, because, and it's still intact in my unit, but I haven't turned it on. I never used it when I even bought the unit. It was, they had a not a Menard, but it was an Empire, yeah, in there. And it's forced hot air, so it's not, it doesn't heat the entire unit. There's no heat in the back bedroom, so it's just what blows this way.
It happens to come your way.
Yes, so, but it is better than electric, so. Okay.
Thank you.
So, great, and the next step would be there.
You'll get a letter in the mail.
Okay.
We did send the change of assessment notices out yesterday, the official change to the town, so you'll get that as well. That'll be coming in the next week or so.
And then a subsequent one?
And then the results agreements.
Of today?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. All right, thank you so much.
Thank you for coming in.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too, and I don't know if you're going to get any more Pleasant Woods people, but maybe I paved the way. I don't know. Thank you so much.
Thank you,
Bob. Right?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Enjoy this thunderstorm that's coming.
Uh oh.
We have.
Is it dark out?
Is it dark?
2 o'clock.
Oh.
2 o'clock.
Okay.
Thanks for the.
We're in the right place.
Yes.
I brought a raincoat.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
All day long.
But I agree with you.